From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. media outlets say terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been testing explosive devices that can be hidden in a laptop and that can evade some commonly used airport security screening methods. The news organizations say the intelligence played a significant role in the Trump administration's recent decision to prohibit travelers flying out of 10 airports in 8 countries in the Middle East and Africa from carrying laptops and other electronic equipment on board in the cabin area. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says incremental progress is being made in efforts to reach a negotiated end to Syria's long war. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where the fifth round of intra-Syrian peace talks has wrapped up.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria says there has been incremental progress, and all sides engaged in serious, substantive negotiations during this round. The group discussed broad range of issues, including governance, the political transition, elections, and counterterrorism measures. De Mistura says the negotiations were moving on several parallel fronts, and nothing would be agreed until everything was agreed. And he says that will take patience and time.
Last time we said that the train is in the station, ready. I think we can say, especially in Switzerland where trains are very precise, that the train is moving out of the station, slowly, but moving out of the station.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The White House sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between President Trump's campaign advisors and Russia if he is granted immunity from prosecution. First, White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying, do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
Spicer's remarks was in contrast to a tweet early in the day from President Trump that agreed Flynn should seek immunity for testifying. The highest-ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, said it would be premature to grant Flynn's request, citing their investigation is still ongoing. U.S. researchers are enrolling people in the next phase of testing for a vaccine to protect against Zika, the mosquito-borne virus that can cause birth defects in pregnant women. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease told reporters Friday that the Zika vaccine has cleared preliminary safety hurdles and will now be tested on human volunteers to see if it is effective. In the U.S. government-funded study, researchers aim to enroll healthy volunteers from areas where mosquitoes carrying the Zika virus, parts of the southern U.S., Puerto Rico, Brazil, Peru, Costa Rica, Panama, and Mexico. Researchers at the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH, say the trial will begin with a small number of people testing different doses or strengths of the vaccine. A group of 31 U.S. colleges and universities is supporting a legal challenge to President Trump's restrictions on travel to the U.S. by refugees and visitors from certain Muslim countries, claiming the executive order would harm their efforts to provide quality education and promote the free exchange of ideas. Federal courts temporarily suspended efforts by the Trump immigration orders, but legal action is underway by several states that hope to make the temporary restraining order permanent. Voting is underway in 19 elections in Myanmar in the first test of the popularity of Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy since it formed the government a year ago. This voter says he voted for the NLD in the 2015 election and voted for them again because he likes the way the NLD government is working for the country. For details and much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and this is our first show in the month of April. And April is Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. We'll celebrate with some very special shows like this one I call New and Notable. From time to time, I like to put a special focus on some of the newest works that have just come out so we can keep up with the current trends in jazz, as well as enjoying conversation with the music makers who are putting out these new releases. And we'll do just that with four great new releases that we'll focus on this edition of Jazz America. And to begin things, here's something that is both old and new, just out. Dizzy Gillespie and Friends, and an album called Concert of the Century, a tribute to Charlie Parker, which included the great musicians alongside Dizzy Gillespie, the master trumpeter, Ray Brown, Milt Jackson, Hank Jones, Philly Joe Jones, and James Moody. This performance occurred in Montreal, Quebec, in Canada, at the beautiful Salle Wilfrid Pelletier in Montreal on the 24th of November in 1980. And from that glorious concert, from this new release just out, here's one that's certainly new and notable as they give us a song to lift our spirits called Get Happy. Thank you. On this edition of Jazz America, I'm giving you a special feature I call New and Notable. And certainly notable is the wonderful voice of the great singer Somi, with the deep African roots. Now, she was born in Illinois and then raised in Harlem in Upper Manhattan in an area called Little Africa. And that is why she decided to name her newest album Petite Afrique, Little Africa. And Somi, her parents are of Ugandan and Rwandan lineage, and she went to Lagos in Nigeria to soak up some African atmosphere before she began her recording career. Hope you enjoyed the latest from Somi, Petite Afrique, and the song entitled Let Me, new and notable. Now, speaking of new and notable, a brand new release featuring the award-winning Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with special guest pianist John Batiste, playing the music of John Lewis in a performance recorded live at Frederick P. Rose Hall at Jazz at Lincoln Center in 2013. Let's enjoy some comments from the stage from Wynton Marsalis himself as he gives us the story behind John Lewis, the great piano player and composer and member of Modern Jazz Quartet. Before we hear one of those classic songs, Two Bass Hit, here on VOA's Jazz America.
We'd like to conclude this with a piece that Mr. Lewis wrote for Dizzy Gillespie's big band, which he followed Thelonious Monk in the piano chair at the recommendation of Kenny Clark, who was in the army with Mr. Lewis, and Diz was looking for somebody. He said, man, you have to hire John Lewis. That rhythm section became the genesis of the Modern Jazz Quartet. And in concluding, I just want to say a few words about Mr. Lewis. He absolutely loved jazz at Lincoln Center. He conducted us two times, once in 1999. He announced the entire band from memory. he used to always call the program a miracle. He used to always say, keep that miracle going. The last time he conducted us, he was extremely, gravely ill. He had to actually get IV in the intermission. And we were all concerned for his health. And we said, Mr. Lewis, are you sure you want to continue? He said, there's nothing more important in the world. And I had the opportunity to play with him and go to his home many times. I learned so much from him. He was such a great man, so full of dignity and love and sophistication and understanding of this music and a love of it. And so much of it is in his music. And it's just a great pleasure and honor for us to play his fantastic music. And we want to thank you very much for coming out to hear it.
We'll be right back. We are the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. The fabulous music of Mr. John Lewis.
John Lewis's two bass hit, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, led by Wynton Marsalis, from a new and notable release in celebration of the music of John Lewis. And now here's another one, new and notable, from the great drummer who's worked quite a bit with Wynton Marsalis over the years, Jeff Tane Watts, from his album Blue, Volume 2. The song is Sons of the Jitney Man on Jazz America from VOA 1. Drummer Jeff Tane Watts from his latest release, Blue Volume 2, and a song that is certainly part of our new and notable series here on VOA's Jazz America. I've got more of the latest releases that are certainly worthy of paying attention to coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. That's JazzAmerica, the two words written as one word, @ VOANEWS.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently from Australia, and it reads as follows. Hi, Russ. Just want to let you know that I've been enjoying today's program. Some time ago, you introduced Dizzy Gillespie and Friends, the world's greatest jazz concert. Guess what? I ordered it and have played it on my own little FM station in Towamba, NSW Australia. Great music. Best regards, David Bradford. Well, David, great to hear from my fellow radio presenter, and glad that you enjoyed that music, which we also just played. It's certainly one of the new and notable releases. Dizzy Gillespie and that all-star band recorded back in 1980 in Montreal. Well, the world's greatest jazz concert, it's billed as. Well, here's another that you might want to get your hands on. It's a collection from Resonance Records called Jazz Haunts and Magic Vaults, the New Lost Classics of Resonance Records. And it's a collection of songs recorded years ago and just discovered by Resonance Records and released on this new album. I want to play a few of those during this edition of VOA's Jazz America and begin this set with Freddie Hubbard, recorded years ago at the San Francisco Club Keystone Corner with Happiness Is Now on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a song entitled Just Glad to Be Anywhere from Jerry Gibbs, the great composer, drummer, and band leader, and his Thrasher People group from a very ambitious project, a double disc set called Weather or Not. One disc, The Music of Weather Report, brought up to date with new arrangements and new instrumentation, and the other disc, all new material that is written by Jerry Gibbs, his life suite. And from that, hope you enjoyed the song Just Glad to Be Anywhere. And it's new and notable because A, it's new, and B, it has reached the very top, number one, in the current jazz charts in the United States of America. New and notable is the theme on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. And whenever the great vocalist, composer, and keyboardist Iliane Elias, originally from Sao Paulo, Brazil, but she's been an American resident since the early 1980s, when she has a new release, it's a celebration. Well, her latest release is certainly new and notable, and we'll talk to her and then hear a cut from it here on VOA's Jazz America.
I started playing the piano when I was 7 years old, and very quickly I reached the level that some children were studying for over 2 or 3 years. In a couple months, I really, you know, took off, and I think my mother noticed and the teachers noticed the talent very early, because at about 10 or 11 years old, I was really taken by jazz. And very fortunate, because my mother played classical piano, but she loved jazz. And in Brazil, you could not import records. So you couldn't get jazz records there.
You could not import records?
No, importation was not allowed.
Because of the economic situation?
No, that's how the law was. Still, they have restrictions there. So my father, who traveled often, he would bring collections of records. So those records were played in the house all the time. Hmm. More than any average American child would hear jazz, I heard. Like, really, as much or more even than I heard Brazilian music.
What was the first jazz record you ever heard? Do you have any idea?
Oh, I wouldn't know, because I would have been too little, but I can tell you some of the records that made some of the artists that made tremendous impressions.
Seven Steps to Heaven, you already mentioned.
Well, that I was a little older.
Okay.
Because Art Tatum.
Oh.
Okay. Nat King Cole, Errol Garner, and Bud Powell. Those made, at first, were like, oh my God. I mean, I remember listening to a record where Paul Chambers was playing arco bass. Mm. On a tune called This Can't Be Love. And I was 10, 11, and it was swinging. Mm-hmm. You know, it was really great. And my mother walked in and catched me. She caught me crying. And, you know, because I was so taken by it that it would take me out and I would be crying. It would bring me to tears, and it was swinging. And it was, but it was so much for me to take.
I understand.
So when I look back, I say, oh boy, that was a different child.
From her album Dance of Time, the song O Pato. New and notable from Iliane Elias on Jazz America from VOA 1.
O Pato vinha cantando alegremente, quen, quando o marreco sorridente pediu. Entra também no samba, no samba, no samba. O canso gostou da dupla e fez também quen, quen, quen. Olhou pro cisne e disse assim: vem, vem, que o quarteto ficará bem. Muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo um desacato. Jogo de cena com um canso era mato. Mas eu gostei do final quando caíram na água, ensaiando o vocal. Quen, 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 quen. O pato vinha cantando alegremente, quen, quando um marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, no samba. O canso gostou da dupla e fez também. Quen, quen, olhou pro cisne e disse assim: vem, vem, que o quarteto ficará bem. Muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo um desacato. Jogo de cena com o ganso era mato. Mas eu gostei do final quando caíram na água. Ensaiando vocal. Quen, 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 quen. Quen, 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 quen. Quen, 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 quen. O pato. O pato. Vinha cantando alegremente, quen, quando um marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, no samba. O canso gostou da dupla e fez também. Quen, quen, olhou pro cisne e disse assim: vem, vem, que o quarteto ficará bem. Muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo desacato. Jogo de cena com o ganso era mato. Mas gostei do final quando caíram na água. Ensaiando o vocal, hein? Quen, 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 o pato.
Jazz America.
Hi, this is Steve Kahn. April is Jazz Appreciation Month, and my birthday too. If you studied the history of our great music, you would know that the guitar was practically the last instrument to be given a solo voice. Since the 70s, some of our most important music has been played by groups led by guitarists. Inventive guitarists carrying on the traditions set by Miles, Train, and Ornette. Jazz. Born in America, enjoyed worldwide. For more information, visit SmithsonianJazz.org.
Resting right at the top of the charts in jazz in the USA these days, Backlog from Steve Kahn. More new and notable next hour on Jazz America.